All right, so like I said, one of the things that I want to do at the end of these shows is go back through kind of what we've done today. And we are only a sum of our poll questions. I mean, that's where you get the best idea of what we brought.
What we're all about.
Yeah, what we brought to the table today. By the way, if you missed any of it, you can check it out on the radio replay page, 1620thezone.com. A good show. Thanks to Sam McEwen, Jacob Padilla, and Michael Bruns for joining the show.
Total team effort today.
Good one, Josh. We did not get an update on yesterday's poll question, but we did have to reach back. What should Dwayne make for dinner?
Yeah. Dwayne tweeted us in the tweet bag. Asked us what he should make. Gumbo or soup.
Yeah, gumbo.
We decided that was too much pressure for one man to decide.
We outsourced it.
Yeah, we let the audience decide. 56.9% of the audience said soup.
Soup.
So we're going to need some confirmation on that.
Dwayne said soup. He replied to the tweet later. He said, bleep, sorry I forgot to take a picture. I followed the winning advice and went with chicken noodle soup. Okay. It was great. My son and a couple of his friends loved it. Me too.
All right. We're making memories.
It's a win for us.
And the most important part of memories is making
them. Making them. That's what I've heard a few times. Other poll questions today. There were just two as far as I could see. Have you been hit by a car while standing outside? 87% say no.
Well, that's where I thought that poll would have went.
Me too, but I was confused because a lot of people were reaching out about how they had got hit by a car.
Well, I've been hit by a car. Yeah, I know this guy. He got hit by a car.
Yeah, I got hit by a car. My uncle got hit by a car. My dad got hit by a car. We all get hit by cars. It's like a family thing.
We're talking glancing blows here. We're not talking like anything tragic.
Yeah, no, like, you know.
Yeah.
You're walking on a 35-mile-an-hour road. No, just...
In light of our local news reporter friend...
Getting hit by a car.
Yes.
On live television.
Yes.
Now, if you put this poll question of, have you ever been hit by a car on live television, it would probably go down even more.
Yeah.
87% say no. Other poll question, how will Michigan fans respond if Jim Harbaugh leaves for an NFL job? Four options. Cheer a job well done, 6%. Respectfully understand, 34%. Good riddance, 15%. And 45% say anger/burn khakis.
That's where I'm at, that last one. That'd be my vote.
Tough to predict those Michigan fans. Who knows what they're up to?
They are a weird bunch.
And we finally have what to watch on TV tonight. Those are our poll questions.
Those are great poll questions. We'll keep doing those. Normally we have more. I got issues with television right now. Thursday used to be like the night.
Yes.
For television.
No, like, TV is done.
Everyone put their best foot forward on Thursday nights, and we gathered around the television. Now, I understand. We don't gather around the television like we used to. The audiences are segmented, fractured more than ever before. But what the hell happened?
Sad. It's sad, Josh. I don't know.
The shows on network television on Thursday night, none of them registered with me at all, and I'm a 36-year-old white male. I am the prime demo.
We can't control ourselves. It's people want the instant gratification. People want to stream. They want to watch on, you know, this is a very old man take, but they want to watch on Netflix. They want to, you know, watch it when they can watch it. They don't watch network TV anymore. They don't watch TV live.
Like earlier this week, we had This Is Us. That's a show that I don't watch. But I understand a great deal of people do watch. The Bachelor, that's a Monday night show. I don't watch, but a great deal of people watch. Not a lot on Thursdays.
Okay, what's happening?
We do have women's basketball on ESPN. 6:30 tonight, number 3 Louisville, number 4 NC State. Battle of top 5 squads.
Okay.
So kudos to ESPN for showing the women's game some love tonight.
Notable.
Suns at Mavericks, 6:30 TNT. Top team in the West travels to Dallas to take on Luka Doncic. Number 3, Arizona at Stanford, 10 p.m. That's a late one on the U, ESPNU. Wildcats head north to face the Cardinal, who just knocked off number 5 Syracuse last time they played at Maples Pavilion.
All right.
So
a little nugget there. A
little trap game maybe for Arizona.
Very good.
And, of course, tonight is Thursday. Kind of the one thing that we know Thursday television to be in America in 2022. It is, of course, Jersey Day.
Oh, no. It's back?
Jersey Shore Family Vacation. 7 o'clock on music television.
Oh, no.
The gang ends their time in Sin City to return to the East Coast, and they celebrate milestones Atlantic City.
Are you serious? Is this a premiere? Has this been happening?
I believe we are in the midst of another season. I don't believe it is the premiere episode.
Jersey Shore Family Vacation.
Yeah.
What?
It's back for another season.
So this has been happening for, this is the fifth season?
Yeah, I knew that we were in the multiple season range.
When did Jersey Shore go off the air?
It had to be 10 years ago.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea. A show that will never go off the air? House Hunters. It's on HGTV at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Over 1,700 episodes of the show in 23 years on television.
Oh, my God.
It boasts, and I looked this up. I don't know how they organize their seasons. They are in, they've had over 200 seasons of House Hunters. I don't know how, but sure, why not?
What's the math on that? It's like probably a full season.
1,700 divided by 200. Someone do the math on that for me.
Get that.
As we watch another couple decide, you know, which house are they going to live in tonight? On HGTV, a few movies to recommend to you this evening. We can celebrate Betty White in the 2009 rom-com The Proposal.
Oh, yeah.
7 o'clock on Lifetime. Ryan Reynolds. Second straight day I've recommended a Sandy Bullock movie.
Interesting.
For you.
Interesting.
Maybe we'll do Speed tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Gravity.
Speed was on the list. I've seen Speed.
Yeah, you've seen Speed.
I've seen Speed a lot.
We will not be podcasting Speed because you have seen it. Ride Along, VH1, 7 o'clock, Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
I was going to say, is that the Kevin Hart one?
Yeah, not bad.
You know, 40-Year-Old Virgin was on the other night, and I watched it.
How was that movie aged?
Not well.
Not well? Okay.
A lot of jokes. Still funny, but it might not play the same in 2022.
Oh, that's right. That's the one with the, you know how I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably aged very poorly, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Kevin Hart shows up in that. He's the guy who, like...
He's the angry Best Buy customer, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. The French Connection on Turner Classic Movies tonight at 7 o'clock. Gene Hackman, 1971. 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. Also known for having one of the best car chases in movie history.
Okay.
There you go.
Very good stuff. That is what to watch on TV tonight. And that is the show for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget to... go visit Gary at Fernando's from 4 to 6. Unsportsmanlike conduct is next. Talk to you guys.
Bring him bars of soap.
Oh, very good. He needs them.
Yes.
And he collects, yes. I've heard as well. Talk to you guys tomorrow.